It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for Honky Tonk Saturday's Bar Talk Happy Hour. And now, your host, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
What's up, everybody? Odie Coyote with you guys. Woo! Producer Raven, are you having a great night tonight or what?
I'm having a good night.
That's good to hear. We got some folks over on the live stream. That's right, folks. If you're listening on air right now, head on over to Facebook or YouTube. Check us out at KMXC, Mixed Country 106. Get tuned into the live stream. We got some big stuff to talk about tonight. None the least, we have a brand new website. It's going to more tightly integrate with our app. We're going to talk all about that. Apparently, what do Taylor Swift and Pop-Tarts have to do with each other? Well, we're going to find that out as well tonight. And, oh, I lost my show notes. What was the last item I'm supposed to talk about? My brain just slipped.
Wendy's and website updates.
Wendy's. We're going to be talking about Wendy's and cheap burgers. So all that's coming up tonight. So you're not going to want to miss a thing. Stick around, folks. We got a whole lot more coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour right here on
Mixed Country 106.
This is Mixed Country 106. You keep it clicked right here for Honky Tonk Saturdays.
Mixed Country 106, the Bar Talk Happy Hour. What's up, everybody? Odie Coyote in the house with you guys tonight. And it's been a fun night. A few technical difficulties right off the bat, but hey, we're doing it. And we got a lot of cool things to talk about tonight, so let's just go ahead and dive right on into some news, shall we? We're going to be talking about Taylor Swift, Pop-Tarts, Wendy's, and our new site. So hey, let's get on into it, shall we, folks? So, what's going on here with Taylor Swift and Pop-Tarts and all that? First off, though, let's go ahead and get to Wendy's, because I see Raven wanted me to talk about Wendy's first. All right. So Wendy's is not raising prices at busiest times. It's now offering cheap burgers. A story quickly circulated in late February that Wendy's was exploring a surge pricing structure similar to what Uber and other companies use, charging the customer a higher price when there is greatest demand. So that is good to see that they're not applying that, because what Uber does, while I get it, it is the same thing like Ticketmaster does, that based on demand, right? You price on demand and you do it in a fluctuating way. I don't know how to feel about it necessarily entirely, but I mean, I'm not going to complain about it necessarily, but producer Raven, what are your kind of thoughts on it? Do you think restaurants or other establishments should be surge pricing?
No.
One, do you have a particular reason why you think they should?
I mean, I guess it's a demand and all that, but I just don't see it for American people, and I guess you would expect it like a cheaper price at a slower time, and then what, it picks up at the slower time when it's supposed to be slower, and it goes down when it's supposed to be busy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're going to have the business. So what you're just going to drive business down, I would think, in an establishment like that. It's not like Uber where, oh crap, I got to get somewhere. I don't have a ride. I need a ride. People who go to there and like, wait, this burger is normally $3 or $4 or whatever, and now it's $6. They're going to like, screw this. I'm out. Peace. I'm going to go to Mickey D's or wherever, and where they're not doing surge pricing, and just get a cheap burger. I mean, we're talking about commodities here, not necessarily like, you know, transportation or more necessity needs. So the idea that was even considered is just stupid to me. All right, moving on to Taylor Swift. So apparently Taylor Swift's baking skills got her a collaboration with Pop-Tarts. I'm not sure that collaborating with Pop-Tarts and being a baker makes you a baker. But hey, it ties into Raven and focaccia bread. Lovely. All right. So apparently during the episode of NFL by NBC, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid dished out on the goodies once Taylor Swift made for the team. And kind of the behind the scenes, she to fit in, she didn't even know she was doing this, I don't think. She's like a cook. She was made the offensive lineman homemade Pop-Tarts. Okay, so offensive lineman homemade Pop-Tarts. That's kind of cool. So it's just a pastry. But the pastry company issued a call to action for the pop star to social media this past recreates her Eras Tour poster, but the retro Pop-Tart box replacing her with her images, I guess. So cool. I hope that works out for her. I mean, they're going to pay her a crap ton of money for her name, image, and likeness, but, you know, to each their own. I don't have a problem with that.
They'll probably expect it to sell since it has her face plastered on it.
I mean, it'll sell. Like, that thing will just be gone. You won't find it. It'll almost be as if they never made it, is how rare it'll be. I guarantee you, it'll be that level of, you know, Swifties are. They just buy things. If it's got anything to do with Taylor Swift, they're just like, I'll buy it. Take my money. Shut up and take it.
Well, did you know what Reese's Puffs did with their cereal boxes?
No, I don't. What did they do?
They put a couple anime characters on them.
Anime characters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not into anime, but, you know, to each their own, I guess, right? So, you know.
But there just goes to show you there's a group of people that would go out and buy it just to have it.
Yeah, just to say they had it. I mean, it doesn't taste any different. See, that's the thing for me. Like, I don't get into it because, for me, why would I buy into something that is essentially the same product but marked up because it's got someone else's face on it? I don't really care. You know, I would sooner buy a t-shirt with someone's face on it, you know, because I like the artist or the product or whatever, than I would, you know, anything else. I got the motion. You're telling me to move on, aren't you?
No, that wasn't it at all.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to read subtleties.
Nope.
I'm not very good at that.
You missed it.
Oh. Do you want to share again?
No.
You're leaving me on a lurch now.
Continue.
Fine. All right. So, guys, we got some other cool things to talk about today. We got a new website that just launched today. So when you go to mixcountry106.com. Now, if you do see the old site, just clear your browser cache on our site. And when you click refresh again, you should be going to our new site. You'll notice it because it won't have nearly the flashiness. Now, for those on our live stream, I'm going to about to show you guys here in this next break. All the goodies and all the cool things that you can do now with the new website. And it's pretty awesome. And how it's going to more tightly integrate with our mobile app and just all the really cool stuff that we're doing with it. So if you're interested, head on over to facebook.com/mixcountry106 or YouTube at KMXC. And we'd love to have you over there. A couple announcements that are going to happen on our next break actually have to do with this show specifically. And a little bit more on our updates and all that. We're just making so many changes, guys, here, folks. It's unbelievable. But all for your benefit. And we're going to be doing some cool things that are going to benefit the artist who we support and promote on here as well. So all that being said, this next song that I want to play, those who are listening on the radio, is a really cool. It's still country, but I've never heard a country shanty song. And it is a really cool, just bass kick, thump, thump, thump song. And you guys are going to love it. And I'm going to play it right now. I'm just going to get on into it. It's called To the Bar by Cooper Allen here on Mixed Country 106 and the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Mixed Country 106, Bar Talk Happy Hour. Wow, guys. What do you guys think of that To the Bar song, that shanty song? Isn't that pretty awesome? I mentioned on the live stream, for those who are doing all the cool things you can do on the website, including parking. week on this thing.
Good job.
Thank you. Is that all I get? It's just a good job?
Good job. Amazing. You did great.
You don't know the coding behind it. There's about 100 lines of custom code that I did for this to make that theme work for how I wanted it. And I bet one of the coworkers I have, because that's the other thing, this is actually part one of the benefits of working for the company that helps do radio hosting and your automation is you get to use the tools because you work there, right? So I'm like, hey, I've got this internet station. And, you know, Ricky, who's tuned in right now on the live stream, he knows all about it. You know, actually, he's the one who gave me about a year ago. I've had access to this platform for over a year, and I'm just now doing this. Why? Because I got some training on it, and now I know properly how to use it. One of the big things that we wanted to improve on for you guys just listening, and when you go to it, is just speed. That website loads up like that. It is just lickety-split quick. I said that, and I didn't trip over my words. I'm really proud of myself for that.
Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. You guys will be able to do that. It's also going to allow us, like with our scheduling, I only have to go to one place to do scheduling for the mobile app, and it'll show up on both places. And so what's going to be nice is it's going to more tightly integrate with what we're doing for all of that. Just makes things much more intuitive. We're going to have a podcast now. So that's the other big thing I wanted to talk about. And I keep skipping over this because I keep doing this because I want to go into all the features, but I need to give a disclaimer. And I meant to do this at the very, very beginning. So as I said, I work for this company. It's called AIR, spelled A-I-I-R. And they make the software that I use, like the automation, which is Playout One. I mentioned WebVT, which is the mobile version of that software. But they also have a CMS platform. So just throwing it out there, I'm sure I can give a little shout out where it's due. Full disclosure, I get to use it because I work there, but it is a really great software. And I'm going to give the whole like formal speech. Yes, they know I'm probably going to talk about this. And in all fairness, yes, I work there. Yes, I get to use the tool as part of what I work there, but my thoughts and my opinions are my own, and they have not been reviewed by AIR prior to me saying this. In fact, I know Ricky, my boss, is listening right now on the live stream, and he's hearing this right now for the first time as well. He has no idea what I'm going to say next. But I'm sure he might give me feedback on Monday if I say something really stupid, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to leave it there. But just so you guys know, it is a great software. And just if you are interested, if you happen to have an internet radio station or connected in some way to that industry, you can check them out, air.com and A-I-I-R. Remember, it's not just AIR. You have to do it with two eyes.
Anyway.
That threw me off. And now I can't even spell AIR regularly without two eyes. I can't. I immediately, keyboard instantly goes to doing two eyes. Now it's just a habit. Thanks. Anyway. Did I miss anything? Producer Raven?
Don't think so.
Next break, we're going to be talking about Dr. Odie Love. And we're going to give you a status update. We mentioned last month that, you know, he was trying to prove to the judge that he technically didn't physically touch Raven. But so he's trying to get that overturned. He accidentally sent this to Raven, and he meant to send this to Judge Fudge. Your Honor, Mr. Judge Fudge. That's what his name is. We're gonna tell you how Dr. Odie Love's plan was to try to get his conviction overturned and get the restraining order lifted, and we'll give you our thoughts if we think it's going to be successful. We have in our hands here a bribe that he tried. So we're gonna talk all about that coming up. You're not gonna want to miss it. So if you got song requests, hit us up. You can do it right on a mobile app too, iOS, Android. Download it today, and on there you'll be able to send us your song request right inside the app. Isn't that great? And producer Raven will see them right there in real time, and we'd love to get them on AIR. You can also send us a message as well. All right, we got a lot of cool stuff going on, and let's go ahead and get some music going. I think it's time for some music here.
I agree.
How about some Jack Nelson? This is our not Jack Nelson. That one's coming up. Juice Newton, Angel of the Morning. Girls, Welcome back to 1981, right here, Mixed Country 106 and the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Mixed Country 106, the Bar Talk Happy Hour. We're back for one more quick take here, guys. Just going to throw this up for our live stream, folks. I got a box of fudge rounds in the mail, well, producer Raven did. It appears that Dr. Odie Love was trying to get out of jail, and his idea was to have fudge rounds go to Judge Fudge to try to get his... restraining order overturned against producer Raven to try to get out for good behavior. He was bribing the judge with fudge rounds. He was, in other words, he was bribing Judge Fudge and Sheriff Fudge with fudge rounds from Little Debbie. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Remember, we're going to have some big updates coming, including a brand new podcast. And later on, you'll be able to hear tonight's show on our on-demand section on the Mixed Country 106 app. Just launch the player and you'll see the on-demand tab at the top. Click that. And later on tonight, give me about an hour. Just because I haven't done it before, tonight's the first episode that you'll be able to come back and hear this show in its entirety on our on-demand section. You can also catch the replay of the live stream on our Facebook and YouTube. But every week you'll be able to hear the show, and it'll be available for 30 days. And yeah, so remember, guys, having a drink is not the sin. I hope you guys have a lot of fun. But remember, being drunk is. Remember, get a ride from somebody if you've been drinking. Don't drive yourself. And ladies, just take the keys from the guy. He'll be all right. He won't remember a thing in the morning. Trust me. Just make sure his butt's in church. All right. And that's just it, guys. Honestly, life is really fun. Go out and live it. But remember, this life is temporary. So remember that.
KMXC, Mixed Country 106. Thanks you for listening to the preceding broadcast. KMXC is a registered call sign through the National Association of Digital Broadcasters and the International Radio Uniform Call Sign. This broadcast production may not be transmitted without explicit prior written permission. For comments and questions, please visit our website at MixedCountry106.com. Thank you.